Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. Well, once again, it's that time of year where you get to say goodbye, summer, and hello, fall. Yep, it's time to go back to school. Well, today we are going to be learning about what it is like to go back to school while living in America. And can you guess what today's lesson is called? I think you got it. It's called Back to School. And the question I have for you is, what does the school give to the students? What does the school give to the students? Friends, I know you have your magazines, but make sure you have a pen, some paper, and get ready to take some notes. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin. Follow me.
Back to school. It's time once again for teachers, books, and homework. Don't you wish summer vacation could go on forever? I sure do. Whenever I think about going back to school, I feel depressed. The thought of waking up early, getting to school, and listening to teachers drone on and on makes me want to cry. This year, my school begins on August 29th. During summer vacation, I never run into my classmates, but I can count on doing so at an office supply store the day before school starts. Typically, the school gives us a list of supplies that we need for the year.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 depressed 这个形容词。depressed 原本是 depress， 使忧虑或使沮丧这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指感到沮丧的或感到忧虑的。例如 ，Mandy became deeply depressed after her boyfriend left her。Mandy 在男友离开她之后变得很消沉。和她相关的另外一个形容词是 depressing， 就是把字尾的 ed 变成 ing， 意思是令人沮丧的。例如 ，The ongoing bad weather is very depressing。天气一直不好，让人感到心情很沮丧。其实我们看 drone 这个动词 ，drone 在这里是指叨叨絮絮的说，或者是喋喋不休的说。例如 ，the coach droned on and on about what a great athlete he was when he was young。教练一直不停地讲他年轻的时候是多么伟大的运动员。Drone 也可以只发出隆隆声或嗡嗡声。例如 ，the old ceiling fan droned on and on all night。这台老旧的天花板式的电风扇嗡嗡地叫了一整个晚上。
Well, friends, today it's time for us to talk about going back to school. Is that your favorite time of the summer?
Oh, no.
No?
No, it's not.
What, when you have to go back to school?
Yeah, but it's not my least favorite time of the summer either. You know, I don't like the idea of maybe sitting through long classes and having a lot of homework.But I do like the idea of getting back into school and seeing some friends and maybe even making some new friends.
Well, that's always a positive thing when you get to see your old friends. And it's always nice to meet new people as well. Well, our lesson does start out by saying, it's time once again for teachers, books, and homework. I really hope you're excited to see your teachers like...us, because we are definitely happy to see you.
Yes. So it's time once again for this to happen, right? Why that phrase once again? Well, because it happens over and over. Every year you go back to school, at least until you graduate from school.
And then you go to college, and once again you go back to school after your vacation. Well, we read, don't you wish summer vacation...could go on forever. Let's take a look at this phrase, to go on forever. This just means that something will never end. It won't stop. It will just keep happening and going on and on and on.
And on and on. This kind of reminds me of sitting in some classes when the teacher just goes on and on. It goes on forever. Or perhaps you're in a meeting and you think the meeting should only be 5 minutes, but it's already over an hour. Now over 2 hours, this meeting is going on forever.
You know, it's unfortunate, Gabe, because mm-hmm. I've actually sat in quite a few meetings like that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you think that the information or the topics that you're discussing should only take 5 minutes. And then it usually goes on forever and ever. But anyway, back to this question. Don't you wish summer vacation could go on forever? Mm-hmm. As a kid, I used to wish summer vacation would go on forever. But now, as I've matured, I realize that's not actually a good thing.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, after 2 or 3 months of no school, mm-hmm. sometimes kids can get kind of bored.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily know what to do with themselves. So
yes.
It's good to be learning something, like at school.
It's true. Well, I think Jocelyn has put her time to good use because she's come to be an intern here at Studio Classroom. And so she hasn't wasted her summer vacation by any means. Well, friends, what about you? What do you like to do during your summer vacation? I know many of you maybe only have a few weeks for summer vacation, so maybe you feel like it's not long enough. But it is time to go back to school. Jocelyn wishes the summer vacation could keep going on, but she says here, whenever I think about going back to school, I feel depressed. Why?
Why? That's a good question. But before we continue, let's talk about a related word to the word depressed, and that is depression. Depression is just the state of feeling very unhappy, and you really don't have any hope for the future. Some people feel so much depression that they can't even get out of their bed.
Yeah.
And terrible.
You know, this word depression could describe the feeling that you have for a few minutes, or it could describe the feeling you have for a day or a week. Now, sometimes people have depression for a long period of time, and maybe they need to go to the doctor and find out what's wrong. They might have clinical depression. There are different kinds of depression. But the basic idea is you're just sad about something, and sometimes you can't explain why.
Exactly. And so Jocelyn continues, the thought of waking up early, getting to school, and listening to teachers drone on and on makes me want to cry. Well, there's a word that you don't necessarily see in the lesson, but these words reminded us of this word, and that is the word monotonous. It sounds like very monotonous life. Well, it sounds like Jocelyn thinks her life is very monotonous.
Yes, monotonous. And this is, of course, this word makes us think of the word drone, right? If a teacher drones on and on. You know, I had a high school teacher who made us all fall asleep because his tone of voice never changed. It never went up or down. It was always down like this. Hmm. And now would you please open your books and open to page 58, and we're going to talk about the American Civil War.
Okay, Gabe, thank you.
That's monotonous, one tone. That's what this word means, one tone.
That makes me want to fall asleep.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, so anyway, this is a great word. Practice using it, but we don't want our lesson to get kind of monotonous. So let's continue on. This year, my school begins on August 29th during summer vacation. I never run into my classmates. That just means that she never sees her classmates during summer vacation.
But she continues, but I can count on doing so at an office supply store the day before school starts. She can count on running into classmates then. That phrase, count on, that means you can rely on somebody. I can count on you. Or in our lesson, it means that you can be sure it'll happen. She's very sure she's going to run into some classmates.
Exactly. Typically, the school gives us a list of supplies that we need for the year. Now, what kind of supplies? We're going to find out later. But right now, we're going to go visit the InfoCloud and learn more about back-to-school supplies.
Hello, friends. August is about going back to school and back to school shopping. Okay, Carolyn, you have to tell us, exactly what is back to school shopping in the U.S.?
Well, usually during August, many stores in the U.S. have back to school sales on everything school related, from backpacks and computers to paper clips.
That's right. And I understand that some states in the U.S. even offer a tax holiday. So during that time, they don't charge sales tax on school-related items.
Right. For example, the state of Virginia doesn't charge sales tax on clothes that cost less than $100 each, or office supplies that cost less than $20 each. But you have to buy them on the first weekend of August.
So, Carolyn, did you ever take advantage of a tax holiday?
Well, I am from West Virginia, which is a state that doesn't have a back-to-school tax holiday. But we lived close enough to Virginia that it was worth it to drive there.
How far did you have to drive?
Only about 2.5 hours.
每年到了八月，学生就要准备收心，因为将要 go back to school 返校，而许多的商家就会推出 back to school sales 返校大减价。在美国有一些州，为了帮助各个家庭减轻购买学校用品的负担，还会在这个时候举行 tax holiday 返校免税节日。如果你买低于100美金符合条件的商品，就可以不用缴税。这里的 holiday 并不是一个节庆，而是一个时期，也许是一个周末或是一个礼拜的时间。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, it's time to go back to school. Aren't you all so excited? Well, the school did give me a list of supplies that I need to get. Let's see here, it looks like I need to get some pencils, some notebooks, maybe some pens, and I might even need a calculator, a graphing calculator. Looks like I'm going to have to go do some shopping. Well, friends, it's time for us to continue with our lesson, and I might go shopping.
Back to school. I bought a couple of notebooks, some pencils, and a graphing calculator. The mall is another place I am likely to see my classmates before school starts. Most students in America don't wear uniforms, so a new outfit for the first day of school is vital. Overall, back to school shopping doesn't have to cost too much. From kindergarten through high school, students don't need to purchase textbooks because schools provide them. Even though I'm not looking forward to going back to school, at least I'm ready.
OK, 接下来我们看 graph 这个动词。graph 在这里是指用图表表示。例如 the data collected for the research up till now will be graphed next month. 这研究目前所收集到的资料会在下个月绘成图表。课文中的 graphing calculator 是指数学绘图计算机。graph 也可以当名词，意思就是图表或图解。例如 the graph shows sales figures for each sales rep.这张图表显示出每位销售员的销售数字。最后我们看的是 purchase 这个动词。purchase 是指购买。例如 Natalie purchased this dress at an outlet. Natalie 这件洋装是在一家 outlet 买的。或者是 tickets for most concerts can be purchased online with a credit card. 大部分的演唱会的门票都可以在网络用信用卡购买。purchase 也可以当名词。例如 if you are not satisfied with your product,You can get a full refund within 7 days after your purchase. 如果对你的产品不满意，购买后七天内可以全额退款。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So at the beginning of the lesson, I asked a question. What does the school give the students? And actually earlier, we saw the answer to that question. The school gives the student a list of supplies that they will need for the upcoming year.
That's right, because of course it is time to go back to school. What kinds of supplies will you need? Well, we see an item here in this first sentence that you might not be familiar with. You're familiar with notebooks and pencils, but what about a graphing calculator? That is a very special kind of calculator. Now, Rebecca, in this picture, are you familiar with all of these items?
They look like items that are required for geometry.
Yeah, I see a compass. Yeah, I see some paint. Wow.
Yes.
So we got maybe math class, art class. What kinds of things do you need to buy when you go back to school, friends?
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. The mall is another place I am likely to see my classmates before school starts. I get the feeling that probably Jocelyn and her friends like to go shopping at the mall, because that's what you do at malls. You shop. But you see this word likely to. If something is likely to happen, that just means it will probably happen. It's expected to happen.
Yeah, so you could say the mall is another place I am probably going to see my classmates before school starts. She's likely to see them. So you could do a lot of things at malls, but I think as we'll find out in the rest of the lesson today, perhaps Jocelyn is going to the malls to go shopping. We read, most students in America don't wear uniforms, so a new outfit for the first day of school is vital. Okay, so if you're going to shop for some new clothes, why is it vital to have a new outfit for the first day of school? Rebecca, I think it's because kids like to impress each other with the kind of clothes that they buy.
Yes, I think that that's probably one of the reasons, or the primary reason, that it's vital to have a new outfit for school. They're trying to impress one another, make a good first impression. But actually, I'm not sure. I grew up going to school at home, so I never actually got a new outfit for school every year.
Oh, you mean because you were homeschooled,
Yes. You
didn't just go out to buy clothes? Because you didn't need to impress anybody.
Well, no, definitely not. I wasn't really impressing my mom or my siblings. not in the least. Well, anyway, let's continue on. Overall, back to school shopping doesn't have to cost too much. And you see this word overall. This just means in general. It usually includes a large group of people in a particular group. You're basically just saying in general, though.
That's right. So in general, back-to-school shopping doesn't have to cost too much. Usually, back-to-school shopping doesn't cost a lot of money. So let's continue. From kindergarten through high school, students don't need to purchase textbooks because schools provide them. Well, I know when I was in university, I did have to buy my own textbooks. But we're learning about kindergarten through high school here. Hey, is there a special way of talking about the grades from kindergarten through the last year of high school?
Yes, Gabe. You are thinking of K through 12. You know, in the States, we have different schools. Usually we have like an elementary school, high school, but sometimes we have a school that goes from K through 12. So it covers all the grades, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Well, when I was going to school in Taichung, at Morrison, Morrison is a K through 12 school. So it includes kindergarten, that is the K, and elementary school, middle school, and high school. Okay, so that is K through 12. If you see the letter and the numbers K through 12, you know it's talking about a school that includes all of those.
Well, it's kind of nice because if you start going to the same school, or you start going to one school in kindergarten, and it's a K through 12 school, you can go to the same exact school all 12 years. You don't need to transfer. Kind of convenient, right?
It could be. Maybe you want to meet some new people every once in a while, though. But it is nice to kind of see your friends over and over and over again.
Well, let's jump to the last line. We read, even though I'm not looking forward to going back to school, at least I'm ready. Now let's talk about that phrase, to look forward to doing something. This just means that you are excited and you can't wait for it to happen.
That's right. It's always a positive thing. Friends, sometimes people use the word expect when they mean to say I'm looking forward to. For example, you shouldn't say, even though I'm not expecting to go back to school. If you're not happy about something, don't use the word expect. Say, I'm not looking forward to doing something.
Well, right now, I am really looking forward to our review skit. So,
so am I.
Let's go there now. Hey! What a surprise seeing you. I never run into my classmates.
Me either. Not until the day before school starts. Then I can count on it.
Of course you can. We all need new outfits for the first day of school.
Since we don't wear uniforms, it's vital.
So, how is your back-to-school shopping? Did you get all the supplies on the list?
I think so. I'm buying a couple of notebooks and some pencils and a calculator.
Me too. Overall, back-to-school shopping doesn't cost too much.
I'm just glad we don't have to purchase those expensive textbooks.
Yeah. Luckily, the school provides those.
Right.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to go back to school. How about you?
Not at all. When I think about going to school, I feel depressed.
Depressed? Why?
The thought of waking up early?
Yes, but...
getting to school and listening to the teacher's drone on and on and on.
Yes, but...
the tests, all that homework, it makes me want to cry.
Oh, you're right. Now, I don't want to go to school either.
Yeah, but summer vacation can't last forever.
Too bad. But hey, at least we're ready.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so friends, maybe you're in school right now. Are you excited about going back to school? Do you want to share about your summer vacation with anybody? Rebecca, are you excited about going back to school?
I'm excited about going back to school.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not going back to school, but if I were going back to school, I'd be really excited. No, Gabe.
You could get your PhD. I know you have your master's. You could get your PhD. You could go back to school.
That is definitely something I might want to do maybe in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.